before we begin, I made a mistake last week. I omitted part of the Sidrei Tara. So I want to bring it to your attention. Someone who has a Sidrei Tara should open up to the back. Simon Kuf Tzadi, Siv Katan Tzadi Gimel. It's the long one that we spent time on. Towards the end, it's pages and pages, but towards the end, in this edition, it's page Tav Tzadi Ches, paragraph Ve'en Lomar. And in the edition of Tur V'Shulchan Aruch, it's just about exactly one page before the end. It says Ve'alef Lamed. It also means Ve'en Lomar. But I'm sorry. That's a different, that's a third edition. I don't know
what
that is. Daf. Okay, because I was caught with a question yesterday. I didn't realize that he raised the question himself. So Yosef pointed out to me on Thursday. Ve'ein loma. Yosef, I'm sorry with your Sidrei Tara. You have to stay for a second. I want to show the... Ve'ein loma. The av ilo gozru l'tame oso l'balei ayadei kesem. Afilu hochi lo yavo l'tara beget. Why? T'ochozu dimitamina lo tumas erev l'tara so l'kotchim. Machmas maga shalom b'dam, as Rashi explains in Afchav Beis Amin Aleph. V'mkein eich yavo litos l'tar abeget. Remember, the Ran is the one who explained Chumas Ksomim that if you don't make the woman asur l'baila, next thing you know, you'll make the beget tor, which is of course not tor. Touches the dam, it became tamei. Frek the sidrei tar against his whole pshat. What are you talking about? The woman's going to be tamei tumas erev because there's the dam nidas mitamei her. Yesh loma. Look what he says. The Gazu Chazal, the Zimnin Shetimsa Kesa Bimei Sviroso, Vim Lo Gazu Alaksamim Latama Labala, Lo Hoysa So Seres Laminyana, Vim Kain, Yomu Shigama Beged, Eino Tome. What's he saying over here? Something brilliant. He's saying if a woman is in the middle of Shivanakim, so right now she's Tameah. As far as Silchus Tumah V'Tara based on Migdash, itself, she's Mamish Tameah. She can't go to the base of Migdash. So what are you going to say? Now the Dam is making her Tameah, and therefore will be Matamah the Beggar. Not so. Dam is not making a Tameah. She was Tameah from before. So therefore we might mistakenly say that the Beggar is Tor. The only way to see to it that the beggar will guarantee to be viewed as Tomei, if we say she's a Surah Labala, she's a Star Shiva the Kim all over again. So that's how we have to say it. So I was unaware of this when I spoke to you last time, and I made a few somewhat outlandish defenses of the Sidrei Tara because I didn't know how he defended himself. So obviously what I said is put it on the side, and let the man speak for himself. This is the Sidrei Tara, again, this is towards the end of Tzadik Gimel. That's point number one for today. Okay. Now, we're discussing Simen Kuf Pei Ches. Rabbos, Simen Kuf Pei Ches is about the Maros of Dam. The Maros of Dam. I haven't forgotten about Dam Maka, but Talmidim told me they haven't gotten the chance to do those Maros Makomos yet completely. So we'll talk about the Maros of Dam, and then if time allows, we'll start talking about the Dam Maka. So the Shulchan Aruch writes at the very beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Ches, we know that if someone sees something which is red, it's Tomei, the woman is Tomei. And the question is, how far do we go with this? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that everything which is red is Tomei, even black is Tomei because it was red. What's Torah? Lavan. Lavan. White. Okay, Baruch Hashem, white is okay. What else is good besides white? Yorok. What does Yorok mean, Rabbi Osei? What Yorok means? Oy vey. Yorok, people think it's green because in modern Hebrew, Yorok is green. And when I was a kid, when they had Esther Yorok Rokus, they painted it with a face was green. Tosis, however, says not that way. What's green? Yorok ke karsi, green like leek. That's green. But what is Stam Yarak? What?
Yellow.
Makes sense. Yes, they had a yellow complexion. It's not so appealing. It wasn't green. Come on. So yellow, I mean, who has green blood? Bein Shalala. Dama Yarak, I got a green blood. So it means yellow. It means yellow. Fine. On that very word Yarok, the Shach already has what to say. Kosa Babach. Let me see the Shachs of Kotan Gimel. Tahainuk Shenisha Yarok Mitchilosa Vatsofo. It's yellow Mitchilosa Vatsof. Abok Shenishtan al Yachash Shenis Yabesh HaKesen. Venasa Odom Biktsosov Temeya. The Cheshenek Amenaguf Huloka Venasa Yarok. It started off red, then somehow it changed when it came out and turned yellow, and now after it dried, it went back to its original red state. The Bach says, therefore, don't you dare paskin on a wet mara because it can be a disaster. You'll paskin that it's okay because now it's okay. She'll go to the mikveh, live with her husband, whoever the case may be, and then she'll come back the next day. You know, it changed a little bit. Oh yeah, it's no good. that's a disaster. Says the shach, v'ein noagin kein. Why not? V'nirad achzuke reyer salom achzakina. We don't expect. We don't worry about this possibly happening. But the shach seems to admit that if it did happen, It would be a problem. It would be a problem. Oh. However, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to argue fundamentally. Where are all my Svarim? And they took them all away? We had an Aruch HaShulchan here. Would someone clean up all the Svarim? And I keep bringing Svarim and I keep disappearing. Whoa, hold on. Is that in the room? Who was the tzaddik who keeps bringing all the Svarim away? Who's looking at this from in the base medrash? Not here, not in the room. I'll say about Peh. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Simen Kuf Peches Sif Tes Vav that she is Tahora. Why is she Tahora? This is his lashon. The Aruch HaShulchan says Diktzavos Dibiktzavos Nischabru Kol Imke Halachluchis Sha'al Pnei Kulo. V'nefach l'mare acher. Wow. That means, some of you may have seen some of these maras, that the mara itself is tar, but the, some call it a halo, or the edges, are a different color. This is ma'isim b'chol yom. The bulk of the mara is one color, and the very edge is a different color. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, based upon science, we all know what that happens, is that instead of the, if you would have all of the, what came out of her, would be evenly distributed, would all be a permissible color. But since, scientifically, it has a habit of sort of pulling to the outside, so it's lighter than it would have been in the middle, and it's darker than it would have been on the outside, that's a different color. It's not the color it came from her, it's an accumulation of color. And therefore, we cannot be metame her based on what's there. I have it quoted here in this beautiful sefer, Mishmeres HaTara. I have now been privileged to see Chelek Beis, actually to hold it in my hand, so we had, it does exist, and hopefully we'll get a copy. Trying to buy a copy, we'll see, but meanwhile I have access to it. Thank you, Aryeh. Over here, he writes as follows on page Memtes. Mara sheketzavosov adumumis, only its edges red. Mara's elu asurim. Afilu ha'ofia ha'gavon rak b'ktsavos ha'mara ha'tor. Even if it's just the outside. B'lo arminon sh'derech mara tor l'spashid le'choso la'hafesh mara skele l'ktsavos. We reject the Aruch HaShulchan because the Bach and the Shach and the Taz are all against him. And if the Aruch HaShulchan is wrong? Okay. Then he goes further. He says, if the outside is only what he calls Gavon Hanotel Adnumis. It's not red. It just has a little bit of a, how do you say Notel? What's translated the word Notel? Leaning, very good. It leans towards red. Then he says, look in the Makaros. Doesn't say on top what it is. Look at the small print. And in the small print he says, you know, if it's only, it's not really red, it's only leaning towards red, but not the whole mouth is leaning towards red. Just the outside is leaning towards red, then he is Makil. Why is he Makil? Well, who took Shulchan Aruch? Rav is also taken? We have a lot of big masmidim in this issue. Everything I leave on the desk, they take away. Not in the back? Okay. So the reason for that is as follows. We're going to see shortly that they used to be experts in distinguishing between different shades of red. And we are no longer able to do so. It's based upon the Gemara, on that, in the second parak. But some claim it's what we call a Chumras HaGaonim. It's not a real Takonas HaGemara. Gemara doesn't say no one can do it. It's a Chumras HaGaonim. The Alter Rebbe used a double expression. He's either Sof Chachmei HaTalmud or the Gaonim. And the Marasham, who was known as a Makel, said, "Ulechol ayosem ichurmas agaonim shelo letar kol anota laodem avzeh bichlal." And therefore, if it's only most ichurmas agaonim, we will join this with the svar of the Aruch HaShulchan. If it only is a little bit leaning towards red on the outside, to be makel. And this is the minig of many rabbanim, that if the fundamental mara is tor, even though the very edge, the edges are a problem. Oh, thank you very much. Are a problem. So then we have a right to be lenient. Of course, you have to be an elbit. You have to know what you're talking about over here. You have to know something. But this is what it says. It's a double chiddush, a chiddush of the Marasham, that reddish leaning to red is only a chumras hagaonim. It's not automatically completely tameh. And the Aruch HaShulchan Svaro, even though the Bach, Shach, and Taz rejected, also has merit. You put the two together, there's room to be lenient. Yes.
So Aruch HaShulchan talking about a case even when the Posek only saw the note, or even red for him. He saw the red boundary. Not that he saw it earlier yellow, and then later he saw.
We're not going to go into these details. If you see it once, you see it twice, by day, by night, I'll show you what I'm saying.
You would say even if all the Posek sees is the red boundary.
All you see, not red. Aruch HaShulchan says, he says even red, but we don't accept that on its own merit if it's really red on the outside. But in many cases, it's not really red on the outside, just there's a little bit leaning to red. So, the Tzir of Shneim, there are poskim who are makel. Not everyone agrees.
We say, based on the fact that really it must be that it's because it's separated on the fabric as such.
We rely on the Aruch HaShulchan with respect to this level.
Does it always happen that way?
We do see it quite often.
But it would be strange for the Marv not that way.
Everyone agrees it didn't come out that way. The question is, does it mean anything? The Shach, Tach, and Baz, Taz, and Bach also agree with the facts. The question is, what does it mean? Okay. And after your test seminar, for us in the Gemara itself.
Sure. Changing color, I'm not even sure what that is, but the finding red on the outside just means that's how they got absorbed into the garment. So I'm not sure why these two pieces are comparable.
They're not comparable. With Tsarev, two coolers. I'm not comparing them. I'm saying as follows. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if the Mara itself is tor, and the outside is red as a fire truck, it's mutter. For his reason. Good. Other poskim say that if something is not red as a fire truck, it's just a little bit leaning towards red, that meikra then that's also mutter. It's only a chumas agon. So we're afraid that we're chicken to rely either of them separately. We put them two together. We're more willing to be made.
Okay, when changing color, if something changes color from one reader to the next, why?
No, it changes color on the garment, it changes color. That's what happens. In other words, the woman will have either a kesem or a bedika for that matter, and it'll presumably be a certain way. And then as time goes on, these edges start to form. Okay? Fine. Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Chamisha Domim Tumeim Beisha, Ha'odom Vashachar, etc., etc., etc. The different kinds of things which are red, which are Tumeim, implying there's some reds which are, in point of fact, Tor. Rashi explains, the last Rashi on the Daf, Gemara says towards the very bottom, why is black a problem? So the Gemara is in the very bottom of Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, L'chshenekar hu mashchir. Sok Rashi l'chshenekar min aguf loke hu mashchir. What does that mean? If it comes out red and then it turns black. That's the poshup shot. Comes out red and it turns black. What if it turned black in the uterus? The poshup shot is not a problem. It all depends what it looks like when it comes out. That's a simple pshat based upon Shitas Rashi. In the Rambam, it's not completely clear that he agrees with what Rashi said. It's not completely clear. So look at this in the Pirush Mishnayos for a minute. The last Rashi and Nefi Tessam and Alf. The very last one. He talks about black. Again, it's not completely clear. Hashachar, hu hashachar, hu amiti ba'odem, lefi she'odem emnira kedas yoshem aran shachar. Hu amarem hashachar odem uvel shalokam. Whatever he's saying, I'm not sure what he's saying. Maybe we should look at the kapach if you have a chance. But it doesn't sound the same as Rashi. Whatever he's saying doesn't sound like Rashi. And even in Yad HaChazaka, doesn't sound the same as Rashi in Parakei. It sounds different. As a matter of fact, this is the Mishmeres HaTorah points this out, that the Rambam does not seem to be the same as Rashi. There he writes, HaShokha hu atzma odom lokui sha'odom yoshev yi HaShokha. Sounds like it's that way. That black is considered somehow to be red. Even if it turned black in the base of Rechem, it still would be a problem. That's the impression that you get from the Rambam. Fine. Samachloikas aposke. Good. Comes the Orach HaShulchan and gives the cautionary note. The cautionary note. Beautiful print. What? It's Orach HaShulchan. Oh, the Hada Levusha. I can actually read this. Unbelievable. So clear. Okay. In Simon Kuf Pei Ches. What about black? Yesh al amor lehoven de lefomim kshabodekas bebeged mechur nidme amara kishachar v'lechein tzorich ledaktek im ha-shachrus hu be'etzem. He says, once in a while you'll find that the black is not really blood, it's just dirt. So, there's a saying called the Shari Tara. He claims, and he quotes there Rav Shlomo, he quotes to Rav Yashiv and the Sheva Levi, he claims that usually it's not that. Most black is dirt. So, this is what he says. Fine. Yeah, I believe that if a person can flick the black stain off the cloth with his fingernail, just flick it off and it's gone and leaves no stain on the garment, that's a raya beruru, that is dirt. Had it been something which came out, it would leave some stain behind. Even if it's red, some rabbanim claim that if you could just flick it off and it leaves no stain, it's a sign that maybe it's not quite dam, it's some other kind of a substance. If we see small pieces of red, sometimes it's a thread. It's often a thread. How did the thread get there? Don't ask me questions. But I've seen many threads. How do you know it's a thread? You just pick it up with your hand. It's a thread. You take a pin and it comes out like this. Sometimes you can't tell by looking at it, or you can't get your hands on it. So we have Torah Mada here. I've gone to the upstairs to the lab, and there's a microscope. And you put the thing under the microscope, you see it's like this. It's just mamash a thread. You can see it's clear it's a thread. If it's a thread, it's a thread. So it's not a problem. It's not a problem. However, I'm sorry. Yes?
Is that reported it's like a thread from the actual garment?
I don't know what it is. It's just threads, kind of where they came from. Maybe she was wearing a garment which was which was a towel, a bathrobe, I don't know what, who knows, yes?
How come you're not using a microscope in that situation? You only say you're supposed to only look with her eye.
Of course you're supposed to look with her eye. The Makkah was only clarifying us, so we can't see with our eye, it's obviously a thread. We don't use microscopes in general. We don't look at water to look for bugs in the microscope. But over here, the microscope is just showing us that it's a thread. That's okay.
We have two stains which are on the microscope, but they really are separate.
That won't help. No. It's only for this. Only for this. Now. The Chochmas Adam. Yud. The Chochmas Adam says as follows. Kuf Yud Aleph Sif Zayin. Sometimes you find these little nekudos shchoros shematsuyim ma'od. Came out with dirt. It's often dirt. Sometimes even red dots are just dirt. It's very, very small. That's what he said. Fine. Now we come to perhaps one of the most important questions that exists in Hilchos Nida, which is, what is the status of brown? You know, brown doesn't say anything about it. What's brown? What is it? So, if you look at the Gemara, you won't find brown. You look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, you won't find brown. You look in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sivka Nav, towards the end, you'll find brown. Ayin B'Sidrei Tara, B'Shem Matzosi Kosu, doesn't say where you found it. Shedam Anota L'Tzeva Broin, Beis, Roish, Vav, Yud, Nun. Shuken Klippers Amonim Kvong Mashke Kavin, coffee. It means, you know, dark coffee. Shu Tor, Vein Tachloma Bekesim. Fishu Eino Notalad Mumis, Ayin Shah. The Gamanima Tossi Dos Kosov. For who? Beshelas Yav, it's Chelik Aleph Simon Mem Dalit. Nu, so why did the Sidrei Tara keep it a secret? Wouldn't tell you where he found it? Bavadi tells you to answer that secret. No, who knows? That's right. Because the Chachmei Chachamim of that Torah are mostly Tamir of Yonis and Epshitz. And the Yaakov had to really did a job on him. So he didn't want to mention it by name. Matzosi Kosef. That's what Taras Abayas quotes that. So, no, whatever. So, but anyway, even though he was angry at him, he quoted him anyway. Because he had a nice cooler. And he was Mate Brown. Of course, the question becomes, why? Why is brown mutter? Why? So if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva calls him a very small bit. In the Sidrei Tara itself, he quotes a little bit more, and the Yavas itself says a little bit more. It keeps going. So if you look in the Sidrei Tara at the very beginning of Simon Kuf Peches, where he quotes it right at the very beginning. Matzosi kosta damanotel tzeva broin v'loshen Ashkenaz ken klipos amonim shemash makavi utor vent from the kessel. Why? Lefisha ain notel admumes kiyam l'shachar. It's not really brown. It's not really reddish. It's really blackish. Ukvar shaninu diami kantor. A Mishnah. The Mishnah says. The Mishnah over here on Nafiy Tesem and Aleph says Dia Mikan Tahar. So it's not really reddish, it's blackish, and Dia Mikan, if it's light, sort of light black, it's Tahar. The problem is that we don't accept this Lalocha. Everything's missing. I had a Ramban here last week, but it's also missing. The Ramban says that Bismanenu, that we no longer are experts in these Damim. Afilu diha min hadiha. Of either red or black is us. Pasha Pshat in the Ramban. I don't have it in front of me, but he came out to Silber Farish. Diha min hadiha. So what's the Rav Yaakov Emden saying over here? What's he talking about? So the answer is that Rav Yaakov took care of this problem. You can't tell from the quote of the Sidrei Tara. And he answered that brown is not even a dia min hadia shalom. What in the world does that mean? He says to himself, which we just read, it's not leaning towards red. It's leaning towards black, but it's not even a dia min hadia. What does it mean? So once again, the Aruch HaShulchan comes to the rescue. Even in Shochar we make those distinctions. Al kavanoso kainu. This is what the Rav Yaakov Emden means. Whenever it's black, we have to make a tummy, no matter what. Avla nota letzeva broin. The ains and miminum klal. Brown is not a kind of black. Of course, it's very dark. Pshita she'ein lanu lahachmir bechinam. That's what he means. That if light black is a problem, but brown, as he ends, chalila lahachmir. Why chalila? Because there's someone will never be asurus their whole lives. Someone that brown all the time, nice and mamish all the time. Chas v'shalom to be machmir. Writes the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sivtes. Now, the Ramban himself seems to be machmir when it comes to diyam and adia, both in red and in black. The Rosh, however, does not necessarily agree. Take a look on the Rosh over here when the Rosh talks about the Maris, the beginning of the or the middle of the second parak. Was the end. Bring a raya from that Shomanda that's brown and Shomanda that's another? Bring a raya, it's both the raya that's awesome. So we'll see soon that those will say he be patient. The Rosh at the very end of the second parak. What is Yarok? We pass in Yorok is okay. It's like the chelmon of a beitza. What does that mean? The egg yolk, it's yellow. Oh, the zav anot alamarad mumis. Ooh. So it's even it's gold, which, you know, gold, it has a little tinge of red in it. Nonetheless, it's okay. The Rosh Simon Dalit. Vayorok as chanicha, malamash harikan bezov. Okay. Stam yorek utseva hanota lad mumis kizov. Uvidoros alolo, we mentioned before, ein boki bemaras damen lishon al machmos al afer bein dam ladam. Im michach me ashast with those who didn't. Uchom en anoim shamaras deros damen koshkan idna shen latar shem dam hanot la marad mumis. Im lo she lovon o viyorek kamari hazov. Alpha got the Tanakama, some of the dam yorek tolen alov. Lachke chachom de metaren. Kiyechid aloch gebe silo, etc. Vadamiyarbi passing on the kula. So the Rosh is talks about this, doesn't say anything about black necessarily. Black may be a little bit more kal. When it comes to Adom, the Shulchan Aruch says a beferish. We just read it before, the beginning of Kuf Peches. If it's Adam, then Keaharbe Amomok Tmeim. Let's go into a whole story. That it's, no matter what, any reddish is a problem. When it came to black, he just said black is a problem. He didn't go further than that. So perhaps there's a reason to be more maker with respect to what's called the dia min adia of Shachar than with respect to Adam. The Aruch HaShulchan is quoted here in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTorah page Nun Gimel that brown is a separate mara Ikam Areyu Acher Lo Asru B'diyam and Adir, and there are those who are somewhat more makel when it comes to black than they are with respect to red. Okay. 1 minute. Oh. The Shulchan Aruch, when it came to red, Himukeya Harbe Tomei. When it came to Shachar, the Shulchan Aruch said, Kol Mara Shachar Tomei. Apparently, this, I'm reading you from page 9 Aleph. The Shachar Shone Me Adam Velo Gazrina Ala Not Ala Shachris. That's the Avitz of Bab Brown. And he quotes a number of Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Raivan, and the Bali HaNefesh, and the Mechaber. But if he concedes, it's against the Ramban. It's interesting that Rabbi Avadia says, based on the Lashon of the Rashi and Torah of Bayis HaKotzer, where it says, Timu Chachomim Shachar. So Rabbi Avadia is page Reish Tzadi Dalet, that Shachar is only with the Rabbanah. Only with the Rabbanah. Now those who say that Brown is a problem, see, that's going to be a good question. How come it's not in Shulchan Aruch? They say it is. You know where it is? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Adam. It's red. There are those who claim that brown is red. Yeah. Brown is red. And they have there, I must confess, there are some interesting riots to this effect. The Sefer Mishmeres HaTorah quotes some of them. And I remember seeing this originally in Rabbi Ida Sefer. He was not so convinced about brown. He had some interesting riots that maybe brown is... How come it's not in Shulchan Aruch anywhere? It is. It's red. Brown is red. Now, where do you get the concept that brown is red? Where does it come from? It's a footnote memtes in the very opening parak. It's primarily in page 11 in the sefer. It's as follows. Look what he says. The post can talk about green, and they talk about Mara blue, the Mordechai. Blue, what are the blue blood? There's an expression that's blue blooded, but that's not in real life, right? How can it be? He says it's frightening. He thinks that when Chazal use a color, it includes other colors. For example, the word yoruk. Yoruk includes yellow, and it includes green, and it may even include blue, the Pashup Shadavi in this Ramot Chelas, whatever it may be, and it includes gold. Right? All this stuff is included in the word yellow, in the word yoruk. He therefore makes the following amazing claim, that brown is included in the word Adam. Wow. Where does it say that? Because it says, he gives examples. B'chol chum, right? B'chol chum, b'tzon lavan, right? In Bereshis Perek Lamed, b'chol chum, right? What does it mean? What kind of love, what kind of color was these Rashi seems to say in Bereshis, Dom el Adam. These are the sheep. Then he quotes another. Gitn Samakh Sumka Dululava. Rashi says, Dover Adam Hagod el Belulov. No, you don't find red and you find brown. Apparently it's considered to be reddish. Or an esrog, the aglin kahina, the sumka kshera. Rashi says, akash niklaf nevaglad mumis kederach kol niklafim beperis. Whenever you peel a fruit, it turns red. If you see an apple, what does it turn? Brown. So you see the chora, that brown is considered by these poskim to be red. Stam susim adumim hein. You see a red horse? Well, they're all brown. It's another riot. By the way, what's the with my paraduma? What's the big deal? Paraduma. It's a brown. How now, brown cow? What's the problem? know, when a tithe costs $80,000, poor Adum, what's the problem? I have plenty of brown cows. Maybe not all brown. But he wants to suggest a chiddush nifla, that if it's that brown, it's considered to be mamish red. It is red. So I don't have to say it beferish. It's included in red. It's a very frightening, frightening psak. I can't be macabre, frankly. It's impossible. But that's what it says over here. That's what it says. Sometimes it is correct. If you leave red out long enough, it'll turn brown. I don't know if you ever had a bloody nose or a cut on your finger or something, you put on a handkerchief or something like that, and you just leave it, come back an hour later. It's going to look brown. I think that's called part of the oxidizing process. I'm not an expert in the science. The mamish turns brown. So then, if a rubber is not careful, he'll see brown, he'll say it's, well, it's mamish blood. Mine was red as a fire truck, and it turned brown in 5 hours, like if you have a bloody nose on a handkerchief, it's going to turn brown. You have to be very careful about that. That would be a terrible mistake in Pesach. If you're not the red, just because it turned brown and it became oxidized somehow or other. You have to be very careful about that. So, as a matter of fact, even this Sefer, the Mishmeres HaTorah, talks about that. It says that very often you'll find brown, which is simply red. Galal mevinim pomim harbe shudam mamish. It looks brown. Very serious. Very serious. So the whole discussion that we have is if it's not that kind of a brown. And what does it mean, not that kind of a brown? What does it mean? So I've always maintained that if it's red and it turned into brown and you put it in the sun brings out what I call the red highlights. Something happened in the hair. You know, they have brown hair, but if you go in the sun, you go, oh, okay, see the red? You ever saw that? Some people's I call it red highlights. So if it has red highlights, then it means it was red, it still is red, just after it got oxidized, it turned brown. That's no good. But if it's just straight brown, I believe, the minig is to be makel.
How long does it be in the sun? Just a few seconds or a long time?
No, you look at it in the sun. You look at the sun, you see, oh, look at this. When it's one of those brownish, I try to look at the sun to make sure that there's no reddish there. So I try. The sun is not always cooperative, not always there. One thing is clear, but he calls it beige with a z, with a zion, with a z, or we call cafe au lait with coffee and milk, that's mutter. That's nothing to do with red. That's mutter. Yeah.
If the custom would have this brown, would have some parts of it with the highlights and some parts of that one. We assume that. How is it visible throughout the custom?
Even if it's. Oh, again. Here we go again. If the mara itself is perfectly brown, but the outskirts have this natiya, that's the Rachashulchim Mitzir of the Marasham. Okay, but otherwise not. Take a look over here, Abosai, in the Divrei Chamudus, on the bottom of the rush. You have a question? No. I mean, a mara of brown.
Yeah.
I think so. Brown could easily be leading to red.
Not like a yellow mara.
Nah, yellow is nothing. Yellow is. Some people have yellow 365 days a year. That's mamish nothing. Yeah.
The Arkham before with the outskirts, was that outline, was that more than gris or less than gris?
He was talking even on a bedika. The Arkham was limiting himself to ksav. He said even by a bedika. Now, the Divrei Chamudos over here. In Sivkotan Chav Dalet talks about the idea of Yorek Kamara Hazov, you know, a gold color, as being non-problematic. Okay, I'm reading halfway down. Uvidivrei Talmid Rabbi Yonah Beperek Ein Omdin. Line touches the word Omdin. Reisi Shekas with the Mara Shekain Hacharol Tomim Medina Gemara. Famous Gemara. If you look, Tivus Taka Charol. What does it mean really? It means the amount, the smallest, like a mustard seed. Rabbi Yonah says, if it's the color of chayil, it's no good. Looks like mustard, it's no good. Rabbi Nishalaylam. Ani tamea. Shereyein mariso no talamara odom. Fafilu pokos minatias azov lamara odom. It's less reddish even than gold is, and gold is okay. He doesn't understand it. Doesn't understand why it should be so. So they're just pointing out to you here in Chav Dalet, in the Divrei Chaburis, it talks about this question. There were some who want to be machmir, at least for Hefsek Tara. Okay, the Hefsek Tara is the most chamer of all the bedikas. But the Chazon Ish was Mekel. And yellow is certainly okay. Nothing to talk about yellow.
Now,
yeah, he himself wants to be machmir, but we don't accept that. Now it's interesting. The poskim talk about some women who are regilos. Regilos. What does regilos mean? They're used to seeing brown. So they're used to seeing brown. We're making. What? How does it help to be used to it? You're used to eat treif. You eat treif. I'm used to it. Rav Huna's heta. Nas lo keheta. What do you mean you're used to it? What? Over avir avishanav. You know. Rav Huna's heta. So what do you mean? How does regilos help over here? So the regilos can be one of two things, and both of them are found here in the Sefer Mishmeres Hatara on this page Nundalin. What's regilos? Uvifrat the noshim are regilos by frosh azu v'im nachmir lahen lo yuchlu lihitoher. That's reason number one. Shas said agula, it's ego. No one should never be with a husband. Number two, tkeven she regilin bekach muchach she ein zed damri yasa. There are two different svaras. Regilus number one indicates it's not blood; it doesn't bleed forever. It must be just mucus. And number two, if it's regilus, the alternative is intolerable. Okay. Now there's a whole sugyas in the Gemara. What exactly you're supposed to look at? How you supposed? What light should you use just to inspect the dam? Some of you saw the Gemara. If you haven't learned it, you will learn it. You watch, for example, on that chaf mebeis towards the bottom. Bodik biyoma ma'unan beni amudi ben chamal etzel b'chamal etzel yodo. God, some mices. How exactly to check it? And for sure, as the Gemara has ever said to Megillah in the famous Agadata, ain't bolkin es adam balayla. Still with David HaMelech, those are not that sugi. Comes the Torah Hashlomim in the very beginning here in Simon Kuf Peches with a remarkable line. V'nirali says Torah Hashlomim. Why? Of course, the Ravid says something along those lines. So what it comes out is that when they were able to distinguish between red and red, they needed a very specific kind of lighting. Absolutely had to have it. But today, when all red is no good, to distinguish between red and non-red does not require such a very beautiful and perfect light. That's what the Torah HaShlamim says. However, it's not all that simple. Anyone have the Taras Abayis here? No one has it? If you don't mind, I want to borrow it again. He quotes this from the Shiur Sheva Alevi, but I have this safe. Page Shin Yudal. Says as follows. Quotes these Yisodas. When we call Makom Nire, they were discussing there about checking in the candlelight. Talk about in their times. Electric lights. Laila kayom yoir. Rashoy amora livdok balalak shesh torah ktas. He quotes the Shevet Alevi. He quotes the Torah Sashlamim. Okay. He says as follows. Shigam bizman hazek shemishtam shemborach hashmal yesh lizor b'minoras haflorescent. Shigoremes shemara hakesem laora. Yeah, near a love on Yosim in Marei Ramit. It'll be paler than it really is. Ulef Omni Yesh Bekesa Marad Mumis, Varea Belay La Ora, Flamanora Anal, Florescent, Goremus La Lomas Ad Mumis, Mayan Aroa. So therefore, that's no good. Umeida Hamanora Harigila, which means incandescent. Shatu'uro Shalot Suhuva Aduma. If you look at the fluorescent light, it's yellow reddish. Ose Samara Adam Yosim. Makes it worse. What does that mean? What do you do? So Rav Avadya said, you know what you do? You take both. You put a fluorescent with incandescent together, and they cancel each other out, and... So I have a light which is called Verilux. My desk lamp, Verilux. If you have big full-page ads in all the news weeklies, that's like sunlight. I don't know if the ads, I never trust too much advertising, but at least if they're advertising that, there's a small chance that's really true. So that's what I use. I use the this Verilux, which is supposed to be something like sunlight, and that's what I do. Incandescent light is a disaster. It really is a disaster. It makes things really red. Very often, I get these shilas. A woman says, shows me a marat. I don't know what she's talking about. Mom, it's white on white. But I'm telling you, I saw some pinkish. I said, you mean you saw pinkish, you saw it in the bathroom? Yeah. I mean, as soon as you took it out? Yeah. I already know this. Without any, I know this from experience, not from science. When the woman will just wipe herself in that area, some kind of a, even with some of the bedika cloth, you know, what she does, if there's certain discharges which are fundamentally clear, yellowish. But as soon as you take it out, you look under an incandescent light, it looks pinkish. You have to talk with the science, I don't know what the science is. And then after a while, it just disappears. I get this, I've heard this 100 times. It just disappeared on me. So it's mutter. It never was red. It was that incandescent bulb that made you see it that way. It's a problem. But if a woman said, I saw red like a fire truck, and now it disappeared, I can't help her out. She's stuck. I can't help her. Okay, Rabbi Osen. I'm sorry?
Rabbi checked with his light even at night.
Yeah. Last night, someone came to me. Well, anyway, it was Miguel Ochlemeister last night. So, looked under my trusty Verilux. Fine. I want to discuss briefly something which is discussed at great, great length in the postgame. And we're going to sort of make short shrift of it because for reasons which I'll explain momentarily. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadi at the very beginning. This is a major topic in the Shulchan Aruch, but Nosei Kalev, and just touch on it very, very briefly. Tvar Torah Ein O Ishet Mitamo V'lo Asur L'Bayla Achet Taga Sheyotz Adam Mibsara. Okay, a kesen is the same as a regular period. Fine. Kilo rasa, vada. Okay, here comes. Im hirgisha sheniftach makoro lahotzi dam. Ubotko achar kach. V'lo matza aklum yesh mi sha'omer shitmeh. This is mind-boggling. This is the famous sheet of the Truma Sadesh. If a woman has experienced the argosha of psichas piyamoka and she checked and saw nothing, she's tmeh anyway. How can that be? So the Taz explains this of cotton game. Well, how can it be? Shani Omer Dam Yotza Kechardel, a little tiny drop came out. Finis Kaneach Onimok, Dargosha Doraisahi, Hecha Delekel Mitli Bemidi Achmina, Truma Sadeshen, quoted in the Beis Yosef. This is the world famous Chumra of the Truma Sadeshen. Kapel Otzum, we see no red whatsoever. We have to make her Asura Labailam. It's mind boggling. Of course, before we start losing sleep, is there any woman today who is Hirgisha Sheniftach Makor? If there's no such woman, we can perhaps rest someone easy. Oh, what about the other Hargoshes? So take a look at the Pisachet Shuva, Sivkot and Dalit. Kasa B'chok Masadim. That's only of Psichas Pia Makor. Aval B'Hargoshes Shenis Dazwe V'Reha. Im Botka V'Lamotza Klum Tahora. Shetalina zu vishar mikrim. But the only problem is the psichas piyamak, which we don't even have nowadays, and this daza is not a problem. No, if this daza is not a problem, even though the chora it's considered agosha based upon a Rambam, how much more what? How much more is zivas davolach? should not be a problem. Because according to some posuk, it's not a hargosha to begin with. Because some sofer says nothing we spoke about arichas. And even those who say it is a hargosha, it's only if you found red. You find nothing, it's nothing. That's what almost all posuk hold. Almost all posuk. Some posuk want to be machmer anyway. Double chumrah.
Against Pesachet Shuvah or against?
Against Pesachet Shuvah and even against some sofer, against everybody. The machmer and everything. Chumrah gabri chumrah. Ziva Zavalach is a Hargosha, and she experienced Ziva Zavalach and found nothing, she's Tamei Levayla. And then all kinds of tricks how to get out of it. You check three times, make a chazaka. To me, the whole thing is Chumra, Gabi Chumra already. Especially Bizmaneinu, Rabbosai, the most women wear tight undergarments. With tight undergarments, so then, if anything would have come out, it would have been spotted on the tight undergarment. It just disappeared into the thin air. So he quotes Rabbi Yashiv, who says, here on page Lamed Gimel, she experiences Ziva Zavalach and found nothing, she's Muteris. He rattles off five reasons. One, most possibly Ziva Zavalach is not a Hagosha. Right? Number two, some say the whole true possession is wrong. They made it out of clear blue sky. Number three, even if you don't argue with either of these two separately, but you don't put them together, you don't say the Chumah Zadeshah by Zivas Davalach. Four, most of Hagosha Zivas Davalach today is not Ba'omek, and there's no problem with Hagosha. Well, we spoke about Barichas already a while ago. And number five, women get nervous, they get pressure, and they're making a mistake. They don't really. It's only a Suffolk Hagosha, and a Suffolk Hagosha. The law of the Truma Sadesha was never said. Only by Vada Hargosha. Who said so? Who said that? That's a Pischei Tshuva here in Tzivkot on Zion. It's quite a lengthy Pischei Tshuva. But towards the end, he says that the only time we apply the rule of the Truma Sadesha is by Vada Hargisha. But if it's Suffolk here, Hargosha. He was supekes. His made a chalom. It's a dream. So then he says the whole Truma is probably wrong, and he's only by avada and not by Suffolk. Hecha shegisha mesupekes al Hargosha atzma svek svek, and it's so the whole thing is gone. Sifkot and Zion the Pischetchu. Only problem, and this is also found, of course, in the Aruch HaShulchan, who always helps us out with these things. This is in Simon, let's see, Sivtes, I believe it is. Hold on a second. Kuf Tzadi, Aruch HaShulchan Sivtes. He explains, Zivas Tavolach is really nothing. I'm going to end the last three words. I'm so upset. Even though she found nothing, it's not a problem, he still says she should check herself. Oy, oy, oy. You're asking for a disaster. She should check herself. So I want to say she shouldn't check herself. Where's my source? Sefer Pisrei Halacha, the art scroll. He has Gevaldik. First of all, I don't understand. He quotes Yaruch HaShulchan. Now look at the wrong place. Whatever he's talking about, this is the rest of Allah. Most contemporary poskim do not exempt it from a bedikah. See Aruch HaShulchan. That's what we just saw. However, after saying that, this is in footnote 56, I want to show you footnote 68. Uh-huh.
What page is that?
Page 88 in the sefer. Okay. Listen carefully. They're discussing a woman, if she checked herself and found nothing, or it's hard to check herself. However, the Dakei Tshuva here, Sifkat Yud Ches, quotes these authorities, Marsham, Divrei Chaim, as ruling that no bedika is necessary. Also, the Avnei Nezer has two tshuvas, Reish Chav Beis, Reish Chav Gimel, to spare the woman a bedika after only a sensation of external flow. Of course, it's Tzemach Tzedek. We noted in, I'm not sure what he's referring back to, but it's back to some other earlier H. Occasionally a Rav realized that a woman may only be imagining that her uterus opened. He wants a Shira Shevet Alevi. Most women cannot even describe the sensation of the opening of the uterus. Then if the Rav feels that the woman is unduly nervous and obsessive, ooh, OCD. No, it's not. Oh, this is a field of this. I've dealt with OCD in this area. Oh, more than once. About Hagoshes, he should convince her to ignore the imagined sensations, hypnosis. Ignore. Okay. A woman who's compulsive about Hagoshes will not accept the suggestion that the Hagoshes are a product of her imagination. Smart man, the rabbi, only a very smart man. So since we are not exactly sure, and he quotes also in 58, that was 47H, 58, a Rav should be consulted. Because very often they don't know what's going on. And bottom line is, I believe that you shouldn't do any bedikas in these kinds of cases. We also noted in 47C that a tightly fitting undergarment may be considered a bedika. Even regarding a woman who actually felt the opening of the uterus, which is certainly considered Haragosha. It should be even more upset regarding a woman who merely felt a discharge, and this discharge is not essentially Haragosha. If she's accustomed to finding clear discharges, for sure. A Rav must weigh these together with other factors before advising a woman whether or not to do bedikas. I weighed him, and I said, no. Don't do bedikas. Ultra Masadesh is a pillar. Especially going back to our opening. We don't have our Gosha as man as there, only our Gosha what's Derech Riyasa. It's not Derech Riyasa. And therefore, in my view, we're better off if she doesn't do any bedikas. It's only going to make tzaros. That's what I think about all this. Okay? Just wanted to bring this to your attention.
Do we have any Mefreshishan
who argue
on the
Trumas Adesh? Everyone argues. They don't say it. I don't want to spend time by Rikas going into his Raya. He has a Raya, and they try to bring. The Chavaz Das talks about his Raya of Vestas. It's with Vestas. Vestas, she saw Dam, and she didn't see Dam. There are many fancy terutzim, but again, I'm not going to go into the fancy footwork because I'm saying you shouldn't keep the whole thing, even in a case where you see nothing in Kavachom, you shouldn't check. I just think this whole halacha is something which we don't really have to worry about. Is my name? Came there early. Chiddush. Yeah.
Something when the
Rambam
says
the Rasa,
we're talking about
Hargasha,
that
would be. That there are many poskim who argue with him. Many poskim. So I'm saying, this is my name, and with all the other considerations, with the tight garments, with everything, with the OCD, just forget about it. He's better off with that. Okay, Nirali. Okay, Rabosai, we're now, spend an hour talking about this topic, we're now ready to, a little bit, I know that Tamina, I'm not yet prepared, a little bit, to try to go into the sugya of Damak. Okay, we have to go back to the beginning. Yeah.
Discounting the entire transition only if it's just a
We don't have Sichas Pir Malka with Zmanenu. When he says that raw women don't feel it, I'm telling you, no women feel it. They do their what do you call it? They're imagining it. Canarily, from the best of my understanding, speaking to doctors and to women and to women doctors of Alamilus, they all seem to say the same thing. So, Karabosai, let's turn our attention now to this sugya. And then we should take this Gemara, this one has a Mordechai in it too. So if there's still a few in the front. Daf Samach Vov on Samach Hem and Beit started by Roa Mappas Tashmish. There's a few lines in the Gemara we have to understand very carefully. There are actually different gears in the Gemara which will be very relevant, which is the correct gears. On Daf Samach Vov and Aleph, the Miyate with small bases Femiesh lo maka ba'osa makam tola b'makasa. Femiesh lo veses tola b'vesta. Three pshatim. Femiesh lo veses tola b'vesta. What are the three pshatim? Rashi says she only is roa makmas hashra sometimes, so she can stay married to the other times, live with us the other times. The Rambam says she lived with her husband either in sin or almost in sin, just before, and it's just before the expected period, so we attribute the blood to the expected period and not to the tashmish itself. Those two are very nice pshatim. And the Mordechai is the one who has the most radical pshat, which we're going to come to in a second. Let's just finish reading the Gemara and see the text of the Gemara is important. What is the text? Again, let's read it again. With a beis, gimel, dal, just those few lines. Phrase number one. Second phrase. Third phrase. Of course not. You can't do it. Fourth phrase. For the men as Ishaloma Maki Eshim Bamokar Shemimena Dam Yotze. These are the four phrases in that order. Is this the order in all Rishonim? Do you notice a different order anywhere? Anybody notice? I guess everyone's supposed to really learn this more of Ion. Okay. Let's see what it says. This Gemara is quoted by the Rishonim right here in Bim Kamo. Our gear says, if yesh la maka bol samakam tola b'makasa, if yesh la vest tola b'vesta. However, the Rush, printed here on page Pei Zayin, flips it. Vim Yesh on the third line of column 2, fourth line. Vim Yesh la Ves Tola Bevesta. Vim Yesh la Maka Bosa Mako Tola Bemakasa. This may be relevant, the fact that the order is reversed. The Rush is copied from the Rif Kedarka. The order is reversed. Just keep that in mind. So is everyone clear so far about the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara? What I owe you so far is the Mordechai's Pshat in what it means. Let's turn out to the Mordechai. You should all have it. If you have my Gemara, you have it in the back. If not, I think you can find it. I said it in the Beis Yosef. I said you can find it maybe in the Torah Sashlamim. Whatever Svarim you have, a lot of Svarim, I'm going to quote this Mordechai. Yeah, those are the Shogunov. The Torah Sashlamim, Sivkot, and Yudal, and Simon Kuf Pei Zayim quotes it. Let's see it from the beginning. Now, as you saw last time, the Mordechai, there are two parts to this Mordechai. Each one is very, very important. The first part is, in this print anyway, it's the second column of Hilchos Nidah. Okay, column 2. Column 2. Column 2. The third part is what we'll call column 3. In my edition that you have, some of you, it's page Ches and Tes, respectively. Those are the other Gemaras, so the different page numbers. Okay. Let's look over here. We find over here on column 2, towards the bottom, Vim yesh la veses zman kavua shehi roa dam tola bevesta shechola lomar ze hadam shehi roa tohor. If you stop right over here, where does that lead you? It's an incredible chiddush. Not like Rashi, not like the Rambam, but a woman who has a period. Every Rosh Chodesh she sees a period. And now, she went to the mikveh, and now she sees Dam. She sees Dam when she's with her husband on the 12th of the month, and then again on the 15th of the month, and on the 18th of the month, she sees things Dam. No problem! Well, no problem. Why? Because the vest is only on Rosh Chodesh. That's what it sounds like. Achidish nifle v'nor. Then it says, V'tola v'makosa, she'chola loma min makosa, hu tahora. Okay, and then he goes to the rest of the Gemara, but the dam makas a different color, etc., etc. This is a Mordechai, and what we'll call column 2. Then there's a Mordechai what we'll call column 3, the very next column. The most important word in this entire section is the word which this The line begins about the 12th line down. There's a small base of the Bach next to it. Shehadam. So we'll start two lines above that. The man is Ishaloma Maki Eshibosa Malkam, Shemimene Yotse Dam. Davka Mashma, brackets. Mashma Davka Shiodas Shiyotse Dam and Amaka. Then Tolabo. Aval Misafek Eina Tolabo. Aval Bishas Vesta. Afilio Das Bivadai. Either Shehadam or Shedam. Quite a big difference. Yotse and Amaka Eina Tolabo. The Imlokain, if you disagree with this, Lo Tia Tmele Olam. She'll never be Tmei, it'll be great. She has a period every month, great. I'll say it's done. Let's live a life of Riley. That's all. No problem. Everyone will start inflicting a wound. Great. Not going to take all my dam need and say it's only coming from a wound. Omnam b'ksamim, shetimtsa b'begodea tohoro, b'tol b'maka, fil eni odas, shamaka, motzi adam. Why? To b'ksamim, holchu chachamim lahokel, shum ksamim derabonon. That's the second part of the Mordechai. Rabosai, this idea of this Mordechai is so significant. And there are quite a number of different interpretations of what the Mordechai meant. So this is requires some careful analysis. What did the Mordechai mean? Let me ask you, tell me, how did you learn the Mordechai? I assume you saw the Mordechai.
Where in column 2 is it? Which one? 2 or 3? Column 2.
It's towards the bottom with a little kufis. That's what we were reading. We read it on Thursday briefly. See the little kuf?
Yeah.
It's about 3/4 down. Alright? And in this column 3, it's about a quarter down, a little less, but a small basis. Okay? Alright? So we have to understand what did he mean. So there's a whole literature where the Gedolei Olam are arguing what exactly did the Mordechai mean. And I want to give you a little preview. There's also machlokas what another gadol meant, which is the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin is cited, is quoted in the Beis Yosef. I'm not exactly sure if you don't have a tour, if I can show it to you. I don't know if you have the original. Whoever has a tour in the Beis Yosef can see it for sure. The end of Simcha Kuvtzah, he quotes the Trumas Hadeshin. If you don't have a tour, I'm not sure what I have to. I can show you the whole thing verbatim. I'm not sure if I have. Let me see if I can find something written down over here.
At the end of
Kuvtzadi. Okay, so at the end of Kuvtzadi, quotes the Trumas Hadeshin word for word. Thank you. I'm trying. I may have somewhere a quotation. Somewhere or other. I'm not sure if I can find it. Hold on. Like make references to various achronim on the regular Shulchan Aruch, they may actually have it. No. Okay. Now the Beis Yosef, thank you very much. The Beis Yosef, when he quotes the Mordechai, stops in the middle of a sentence. Oh, so he's accused by the Bach. And it's very, very critical to understand. Kuvtzadi. The Beis Yosef in Simon Kuvtzadi. If I can find the exact right spot to show it to you in this edition. Hold on. No, I'm talking about it's in Kufpe Zion. I'm sorry, I'm talking the wrong. I'm not thinking straight. I gotta change the volume. So Simon Kufpe Zion, the Beis Yosef, when he quotes the Mordechai, stops at the following word. Again, in column 2. The Beis Yosef quotes over here. Okay, I'm happy to look at it. The Beis Yosef says, "Vim yesh." Look, thank you. Miyesh leveses man kavua shiro adam tola bevesta shichol alomar. I'll find it. Ze adam shiro ator shadayin lo igia vesta. And he stops right there. So you get an impression from the Beis Yosef citation of the Mordechai that that's a freestanding leniency which the Mordechai had. That any woman who has a vest is kavua, so she can assume that what she saw beforehand is no problem whatsoever because she has a typical vest. So writes the Beis Yosef. Okay. One second. This is the Beis Yosef can be found. The Torah says, "Himshimsha samach levesta anu tolin riyasa b'shulvesta v'lo chashvinin la roa machmas tashmish." The Torah itself has it as a separate unit, and the Beis Yosef proceeds accordingly. Then a new paragraph: the miyesh la makav osa makom tola osa b'dam akosa. Separate thing. Says the Bach. Quotes the Mordechai, but he has a slightly different girsa. Not tole, but vitole. He says, "Mavua midvarav zedavah, tahay vitole b'makosa nikshar em tole b'vesta, the shalov b'shas vesta yichol olomar dam tor uzeh ve'eno bo elamimaka sheyeshlo." And his girsa was the girsa of the Rosh and the Riv. What was his girsa? First of Yeshla Vesta, and then it's the Yeshla Maka. That's how the Rif and the Rosh have it. Vachi Kama, Tola Bevesta im Yeshla Maka, Vahanech Tarti Bovi Ahadodi Yitmar. So the only time we say that if a woman has a vest, she has a right to be lenient in this regard, is if there's a Maka there. So that's the Bach. The Ainla Maka Pshita the Ainla Loma Min Astam Dam Zet Torah Min Amaku Bo Kevin Sheinu Shaz HaVest. No! The Dilma Mikroi Ola Sheroa Dam Bein Vest the Vest. There's no way. This is what the how the Bach learns Pshat in the Mordechai. Fine. On this basis, he's going against the Beis Yosef. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the reason why the Beis Yosef says it's tar? And then you see that, and it's not. What's the reason why it's tar?
You're asking, that's the Bach's question. That the Beis Yosef makes no sense. Just because you see she has a vestas, that means when she sees Napashah's vestas, should be tar? Makes no sense whatsoever. That's your question. There has to be a Maka involved. So says the Bach in his critique of the Beis Yosef. It's all one big, the Beis Yosef stopped in the middle of a sentence. Okay. Fine. So the question becomes, what kind of maka are we talking about? So here, the Bach analyzes the second Mordechai. What does that mean? He asks the kasha. This is those who have in the Bach is page Lamed Beis, the first wide line. Originally, the Mordechai said, "Tolei b'makosa, the mashma af al pi sheni yodas, the makosa motzi adam." That's column two. But in column three, he said, "Vidavka biyodash yotze damen amaka, avim misafik ena tolabo." Wait a minute. Are we leaning only in a maka sheyodua shemotzi dam, or even in a maka sheyodua shemotzi dam? It's a steer between one comma and the next in the Mordechai. V'yesh the Torahs. Gahor shekosav b'sof mari be'ein lo v'eses. Hilkav davka sheyodash yotze damen amaka. Avos tchilas devorav heim b'hor detoni v'yesh v'eses tolabo makosav b'vesto. The Tolba Makosa, the Cave and Shayesh Levesis, Tolar Riyosa Benvest Levesis Makosa, Apa Gab, the Ene Odas, the Makosa Motsia Dam. Venicha Hashta, the Tani Tolba Vesta, the Tolba Makosa. The Loba Lutus Bevesta, below Vesta, Nami Tolba Makosa. It says in the end, it's safer. And we must make this distinction. Told him about kosa below vest, makin siyadam. But me suffic not. If she has a vest, she's told him about kosa. Afal pisha any odas of a kosa matsiyadam. This is the psak of the Bach. So the Bach has it all figured out, Rabosai. Has it all figured out. And he claims that there are moholes like him. The chen posuk arab agol shulchan aruch sifhei v'al zeh yesh lismo. Let's review the Bach one more time. The Bach says that there are two leniencies. One is a maka shiyadua shemotzi dam. That's an independent leniency. And there's a second leniency. If a woman has a vesus kavua and she saw not the time of a vesus kavua and she knows she has a maka, but the maka is any yadua shemotzi dam, there too we have a right to be lenient. All right, I just summarized that which the Bach said. I'm sorry.
If it is motzi dam, then even b'shas.
No. Shalom b'shas vesta, and it's maka she'ein yadua shemotzi dam. It's motzi.
What if it's yadua shemotzi
dam? Yadua shemotzi dam, and she has no vest. She's a woman who's random. Has no vest. Okay, those are the distinctions. And with me so far, this is the Bach's chat. It's very important to see what how the Bach understood. This is how the Bach understood the Shitas HaMordechai. Anyone with me? Anyone have a Mordechai? If you don't have a Mordechai, it's real hard to analyze. You have it in front of you? There's still one more Gemara left which has a Mordechai in the back. So you should, everyone should see exactly what the Mordechai said, and then we can analyze how the various Achronim, the Gedolei Achronim, understand what the Mordechai said. Good. That's Shitas HaBach. However, there are a number of other shitas. Aside from the Bach, there's also the Beis Yosef. How did the Beis Yosef understand? The Beis Yosef cut off the Mordechai in the middle. Right? Stopped after the word Vesta. So Vitola is a separate Dibur. A totally separate Dibur. So the Beis Yosef is arguing with the Bach. The best way to ever, I want everyone to see it inside. The best way is to look in the Taz. Because the Taz quotes, I think, this whole story. Sif Cotton Yud, I believe it is. Can you look over somebody else? Somebody has a Shulchan Aruch you? Yeah? Let's look on the Taz here in Sif Cotton. I know it's a little bit complex, Rabosai. If you don't understand what the Rishonim are saying and how the Achronim explain it, it's really hard to get to the bottom of this. Yes, I guess what we should do really is see the Shulchan Aruch first. And I'm going to do something radical. I'm going to first read the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, Maran Bet Yosef, without the Ramah, Sifhei Vav and Zayin. Any Yotzei, don't have Mizrach, will be very excited about this. Read straight and ignore the Ramah. Okay, let's read it. Remember, you have to understand. If you really start from Dalet. Now remember. The whole topic over here is Roa Machmas Tashmish. That's the topic of Kuf Pei Zayin. We read from Dalet to Zayin without coming up for air. Straight. Just Mechal. Im Shimsha Samach Levesta Anutolim Riyosa Mishim Vesta V'lo Chashvina La Roa Machmas Tashmish. That's Shita Saramba. Right? If she actually lived with her husband B'shas Vesta and she saw blood, she's not a Roa Machmas Tashmish. She's a reckless woman. What right does she have to live with her husband B'shas Samach Levesta? Somehow, what does it mean? She did it B'Yisur. If you take a look, the word samach levesta, if you look at the Shach Tezayin, because of a priest, the laber is she yaskinon, but samach levesta, you can be meikum, either yotzel or derech, we'll get to those, we're not going to the details right now, good. Hey, im yesh to maka biyosem mokom tolim b'dam makosa, b'dam makosa b'shunem midam riyosein atolim b'dam makosa, skip, tevav, it's quite from the Gemara, vav, nemenes ish olam maka yesh biyosem mokom, Shadam yotzi mimena. Good. Zayin. Im kozman shibodekas b'chol achorim v'asdokim. Eina motzeis k'samim. Kiyim b'mokom echad b'tzdodim. Yesh litlo shemimaka shabosot tzad. It's coming. V'kol shkenim argeshes b'shas ha-bedika shenogas b'tzad ha-mokom ahu koev lo k'tzad. U'b'shachorim v'stokim eina margeshes keev klal. This comes from the Chumash Hadesh. Now, we read the Mechaber of Dalet Hei Vav Zayin. Very nice. I mentioned this is the most fundamental shaila of this entire limud. Rabosa, let's not forget the context. The context of this entire mechaber that we read until now, Dalet to Zayin, is going back on Aleph through Gimel. Aleph through Gimel is discussing the disastrous situation that we saw in the Gemara of a woman who has to get divorced from her husband. Divorce from husband one, divorce from husband two, three strikes and you're out, and all kinds of horrific situations. She has to do some kind of fancy bedika, and a whole story. Good, that's Aleph through Gimel. Rabbeisai, when the Mechaber is speaking on Dalet through Zayin, what does he mean? Does he mean that in all these four sifim, given the proper circumstances, she's not a roa da makmas tashmish? Is that what he means? Or does he even mean to say she's not in need at all? She needs not kal shivin akim, she needs not go to the mikvah. The Mechaber never tips his hand. The entire Mechaber in Kuf Pei Zayin is discussing whether or not she's a roa da makmas tashmish to get divorced from her husband. Nowhere does the Mechaber say a word. What about this month? What about this time? Must she have Shiva Nakim and Mikvah or not? That is the biggest wild card, if you will. What's Pshat in the Mechaber? Are there any leniencies at all in this entire context that she does not go to the Mikvah at all? She's Muteris the next night to her husband again? That ain't Shiva Nakim? There's nothing said about it over here, Abbas. Keep that in mind. The Mechaber is silent. Silent. That's the Mechaber. Now that we've read the Mechaber straight Dalet through Zayin, there's no Ramah and Dalet. Okay, it makes it easier. There's just about no Ramah and Vav. There's one little line when the Mechaber said the men is Isha Lama Makit Shos Lamakom Shodam Yotzi Yemena. Ramah is V'chein Yom Meres Bori Lish Ein Dam Zebo Men Amokar the men is Utahora. That's a similar idea. And Zayin is again no Ramah. The Iker Ramah is in Hay. Iker Amos in Hay. So let's read what he says in Hay. I mean, it's a bit complex. We'll see some of it. We'll have to go back to it tomorrow. Okay. V'kol Zeh. What's V'kol Zeh? What's V'kol Zeh? What did the Mechaber say? What's V'kol Zeh? He said over here, it was a makah tolim b'dam makos. Fine. V'kol Zeh. V'isha sheyesh leveses kavua. Oz yachol litlos shelo b'shaz vesta b'makosa. Afal pisha eina yodas bevada shemakosam otsiya dam. Oh, the bachter dance! The bachter dance! Can cause the Ramah. We saw the bach. That this is the Ramah. That if she has a maka she eina yodua shemotsi dam, and she has a versus kavua, then we have the right to assume the combination of both that she's alright. This is Shitas Ha Ramah. V'chein im ein leveses kavua has a whole sfek sfeker which we are not going to go into right now. That's a bit complex. Fine, but he goes. There are more. Skip the sfek sfeker for the moment because it's a little too complicated right now. Skip a few lines and there are more. Aval im yodua shebom en amokor afal pi sheyesh lo maka b'mokor ein lo tol b'maka im ein lo veses kavua elam ken yodas b'vaday shemakosa motziya dam. And even in that case where you know b'vaday when we call makom b'shas vesta o shloshim yom what's called beninus ein lo tol b'makosa dim lo ken lo titam al yolam so on the Mordechai uksam am tol b'machalinyin. All this comes from the Mordechai as well, column 3, what we call Adkan. So the Bach takes the Ramah to be on his side, and it's all an attack against the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef seems to say that Tolu B'Shaz Vesta is an independent consideration. But you notice that if the Beis Yosef learned this Pshat in the Mordechai, very nice, we never quoted Lahalach. When it came crunch time, the Beis Yosef rejected Rashi's pshat and the Mordechai's pshat. Only quoted the Rambam's pshat in Siv Dalet. Im Shim Shasamach Levesta Anutolim Riyosa Mishum Vesta Lachashvin LaRoh Machmas Tashmish. But neither Rashi nor the Mordechai made the cut of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. All right. So the only which it sort of made the cut is the way the Bach understood. The way the Bach understood seems to be quoted by the by the Rambam. So let's chazer again. The Beis Yosef had a radical pshat in the Mordechai that the mere fact his events is kavua is enough to say. There's no dinero machmas tashmish. We can be told of the dam just like this. That's quoted by the Beis. That's the pshat in the Mordechai. That's the quoted by the Halach. Fine. The Bachlan's pshat in the Mordechai is all one big paragraph that if she has a makah and she has a vessel, you can be makel. Aye, but later, the next comment said a makah alone is enough. Yeah, a makah alone is enough if it's yadua shemotzi dam, and that's in column 3. And column 2, it's a makah she'eni shemotzi dam, which works in combination with the fact that she has a vessel and the vessel hasn't come yet. But that's how the Ramos seems to paskin, as the Bach would have it. Now, ready to see the Taz. Let's just begin it, and I guess tomorrow we'll try to continue. If you have a chance to look at the Taz, it'll be kedai. And also, get your hands on the Truma Sadesh. You know, in the original was quoted by the Beis Yosef. I think it's somewhere quoted on the, I just couldn't find it. I think it's on the page somewhere.
Truma Sadesh was quoted in the last Beis Yosef.
That I know. But is it quoted on the page of Shulchan Aruch? I'm not sure if anyone, if you don't have a Petur. All right, so you'll find it. You'll either look at the Tur Beis Yosef, or you'll look at the, you'll find it. You'll find it somewhere. I'm not sure what's on the Shulchan Aruch face of the page. I'm not sure. Let's read the Taz a little bit. We'll start a little. Whoa. This Taz is a whole page, Rebosa. A whole page. A small haskala. Okay, quotes to Ramo. Lo yaradati l'sof das Ramo b'psak zeh. I don't know what he's talking about. He first quotes the Gemara. Oh. Then he quotes. Like a lot of things are quoted over here. Now. We should just go slow. Let's just go slow. We'll just start 2 minutes and we'll pick up tomorrow. Let's just quote over here slowly. He quotes the Gemara. And that's Shulchan Aruch Sivav. Okay, a makah. Fine. And the Beis Yosef quotes a machlokas about Sivav. Harajba mefaresh tafilu im eina margeshes mamish. Shadam shoseis min ha-makah. De'ein ein neho bein makosav yav shalolodas elu bebedigas shroferes. Halachi kama. He atzma margeshes b'makov v'nemenes lomar maka yeshli shasham dam shasham yesh dam tolem b'makosah shani omer mimena yuhadam yorid. I did not feel the dam in order to be able to say it's coming from the wound. But the Mordechai in the Gos Maimon, he say no. The be'inan sheteda b'vadai sheyesh lo maka shemotzi adam v'ozmuto shelo b'shazvesta dafka. You had a Taz on Pshat in the Mordechai? How's on Pshat? You need two things going for you. You need Vadai Maka Motzi Adam and Lo Bishas Vesta against the Shver. Who was the Taz of Shver? The Bach. Because the Shver is wrong. You'll see, he quotes it. Mori Mechami. Tamua. I say, we love fights between the father and son. That's great. I give you a bracha, you have a son-in-law who's a Talmud Chacham, you should fight with him and learn it. Only in learning. Only in learning. Only nothing else to learn. But the bracha I give you. Rabbi Sai, our time is up. So tomorrow we'll have to continue in the Taz a little bit. But the Truma Sadesh is a very important Shiva. I can't make it some kind of a charm. So you can't. So we'll come in the Shiva.